special guest in the studio here this morning. We've got a bunch of them coming up. We're going to get you going right off the bat now with Perk Weisenberger, Ferris State Athletics Director. Perk, good to have you at the table this morning. Well, it's your table, by the way. So,
Doc and Ray, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, man. Even in the dead of winter, to come up here and see your smiling face, brother. Things going good?
Things are going great. Thank you for asking. I'm glad you guys got me on early because you got the highlight of the show coming later once you get our coaches up here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Obviously, we've talked to them all over the course of time, and sure, it'll be fun to revisit. But your athletic program here, Perk, is making noise. You guys made I know I live in the Grand Rapids area, and I see the inroads that you guys have made. Is that part of the master plan of what you're trying to do here, expand the footprint a little bit?
Always, no question about it. We've got a lot of alums, a lot of students in the Grand Rapids area, obviously a major metropolitan area in proximity to Big Rapids. You guys are a big part of some of our outreach and how we're gaining some notoriety. I hear from alums all the time, as well as my staff does, about this show and listening to coaches and listening to highlights and radio spots. And I think it's helped sell some tickets. It's helped increase some donations. So anytime we can reach into where we got our alums and our fan base, why wouldn't we want to do it? So it's a pleasure partnering with you guys, and welcome to the Rock.
There were no complaints, right?
No. It's just a mutual admiration society.
All love and affection, right?
It's my turn to blow a kiss at you.
There we go. Well, I mean, there's always things we can improve on, but
absolutely.
That's how we approach it.
Speaking of improvement, the athletic programs here, I don't think people are aware, you get notoriety from football and things like that, but you guys are, ranked number 21 in the Division II Learfield Sports Director Cup, which means you have the top 21st athletic program across the board, and I know you had a successful fall. What happened in the fall around
here? Sure, Ray, thanks for asking. First of all, we got a great group of coaches, and we're in a heck of a league, and it's a real competitive league, obviously the GLIAC, and you guys know about that. But our coaches do an outstanding job. This past fall, we had several teams that were that did very, very well on the local scene and the national scene, cross country. I'd be remiss, we had an All-American on the men's side, David Silversmith. They finished 10th in the country. Our women's team had an All-American, Sam Johnson, perform. And our volleyball team went to the Elite Eight, came back in a real heart-thumping fashion at a regional down at Grand Valley and Grand Valley's home court. I always like to get that in because it's we have our successes against them last night. We beat them on their home court to advance to the Elite Eight. Women's soccer is making some strides, made the GLIAC playoffs, and then, of course, our football program with 8-3, and you'll hear more about that from Tony and how we're continuing to move forward with that program. So in the fall, I thought we were, outstanding, and we love being nationally ranked. So and now we're in the winter sports, and, of course, hockey's kind of taking the highlight there.
Perk Weisenberger, athletic director for Ferris State University, at the table with us, broadcasting live up from the Rock at Ferris State University in Big Rapids. What's Ferris doing in the community around it? Every university reaches out into the town and the city around it. What's Ferris State up to?
Well, Tim, we've got a student athletic advisory committee in the SAC. Every school's got one. And we've got a bunch of great individuals, couple reps, one or two reps from every sport. They meet monthly, and we've got David Silversmith, who I mentioned earlier, All-American cross-country guy, is president of that group. And they work hard at raising money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're certainly in the community with Reading Month, with doing a lot of things with elementary and so forth. And each sport's got its own kind of favorite entity or charity, depending on the time of the year. You're not going to find hockey doing a whole lot maybe in the winter, but they'll do something in the fall, maybe something in the spring.
Right.
So we leave it up to the individual coaches and sports to do that. But through the SAC, with things like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the big events, a big cleanup thing around here in the springtime, a lot of our athletes get involved with if they're not, knee-deep in competition. Because as you guys both well know, there's a lot of time commitment to
be
a Division I or Division II student-athlete with academics, athletics, travel, as well as, you're in college, so there's a social part of that as well. And the community service is something we place an emphasis on, but we try not to beat them over the head with it. And when those who are prioritized, who can handle it and get to it, we take their efforts, and our kids are very involved. We're real proud of them.
This just dawned on me, Perk. We had an issue come up last week where you had a football player, Kane Coulter from Northwestern, wanting to unionize the athletes in the top five conferences there. How would you approach that if you had a group of your student athletes come to you and bring that up, throw that at you one time?
I'm not
that I want to put you on the spot.
No, that's
here,
okay,
but.
Ray. I'm glad I don't have that issue.
Right.
And I hopefully a lot of our student athletes maybe aren't listening right now because they're sleeping. But it's funny. I just talked with Tim Selgo about this courtside last night down in the Grand Valley, and Tim's obviously a leader in Division II and very involved. And he said, you know, he was at some meetings down in Florida recently, and I asked how those went. And he says, well, Division I's still trying to figure out exactly how they're going to do governance. And at the heart of that is, you know, the big boys want to be able to pay a stipend. It's hard to justify maybe not finding a way to pay a stipend, at least for those bigger programs, when coaches make the money they make and you sell them, you know, the merchandise, and you make so much money off the team and the sport. The brand is Notre Dame or Michigan or Florida State, and it's, you know, the student athletes kind of come and go, but I think we're heading down a slippery slope if you start to really pay amateur student athletes. They got a full ride, they got a scholarship, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You start paying them, you're getting into the other issues of workman's compensation, you know, unionization, and that's where we're headed. But I tell you what, those kids at Northwestern are probably a lot brighter than I am. So
I kind of thought the same about myself.
Yeah, maybe they got something there, but I'm glad we don't have those challenges in at Division II.
Question for you about playoffs. Division II has this figured out perfectly, and somehow with a Division II playoff in the national scene, academics fold into that, and student athletes get their academics taken care of. How come we hear at Division I level the cry that the student athletes there are somehow different, and we can't have a playoff system like Division II does? It's just too demanding.
Well, I think that's just a canned comment. I've never really bought into that. Too much academic, too much travel. Look at the NCAA basketball tournament. They're on the road a lot. I think it's really, you know, Roy Kramer, who was the godfather, if you will, of the BCS, the former Central Michigan football coach and AD at Vanderbilt and SEC commissioner, always felt that, you know, as long as you're being talked about, just the debate gives the radio stations, the media, something to talk about, kick around, and keep college football in the forefront of people's minds. And there's always the debate, the mythical national championships and so forth. I think they really kind of played on that. I think it helped the college football world. I like the idea they're getting to the, you know, to where they're going right now, but I'm not sure if we're not headed towards something that might be a little bit more playoff oriented. So
right.
But missing class time, you know, students, not just student athletes, but students miss class. Student athletes miss class. But they can make that happen. They could work around it if they really wanted to, and I think you're going to see a little bit more of that.
Great stuff, Perk Weisenberger, Ferris State Athletics Director.